Thank you. Appreciate everybody being here tonight. We'll have four of us. We've got Corin. Jennifer will be here. Nancy's here, so we've got all of us who will be here. This looks like a fairly, every night I come here, it doesn't look like a big agenda, and then I come walking in at 10 and she looks there right. But I'm looking at this going, this potential could be an easy meeting, or not easy, but not as lengthy. Yeah, we're all somebody that she wants in a while. We have our students of the month, and I don't know if we've heard from all of them or not.
Jared's not here.
Assuming they're all here. Anybody signed up for public participation? And who's all coming for student recognition? Do we know?
From the
we have our fall athletic.
We had at least one from the academic all state coming.
We have. What did we decide on?
Band. Band, we have also talked with them and we'd like to bring them in next board meeting. They even suggested we do it for once and the shiny chance.
Yeah.
Every now and then we'll get it. But still brainstorming on that.
That's a great idea. With regards to consent calendar, we just so far pretty mild. Anybody have any questions, comments about that? We're going to continue with the lab superintendent.
Proposals coming from the task force through the state board?
No, so I mean, there's some certain level of involvement there. I would say here that I think a lot of what's being proposed right here hasn't gone to the masses within the legislative body.
So are you're hearing something from your end, or are you hearing things to you from PA?
So they had a meeting over the superintendent, and they had a meeting today to go over what they want to work with the superintendent. So
I've been working in terms of feedback and back and forth with a few in Senate leadership and House leadership, especially early on as they started identifying removing the earmark from the Constitution for education funding, and it's just kind of where they've landed. I was a little surprised to see this actually shared already. I was shared with it earlier, but I was made to give it back. And then in our superintendent's meeting, they pulled it out and said, no, it's good to go. From some of the sponsoring legislators. So I feel...
Some see this as the carrot to motivate us to acquiesce to what they want to do. Income tax, the constitutional language, we've got to do that.
So I'll speak though too. I mean, when they talk about changing the constitution, our recommendation has been that you replace it, some guarantees within the constitution, some language versus statutory language for greater security around what they're proposing. So we'll go into it, and we've also made the recommendation that they view tax reform, what they're planning and proposing to do with education funding. Education funding is just one part of tax reform. Our recommendation is that they, one, run it as one bill and not two separate bills, right? And two, meaning one bill on one hand to do all your tax repeals and pullbacks and moving higher ed out of the education fund and putting it, anyway, that could be one bill. And everyone's going to vote for that. Tax decrease, you bet, right? Everyone's going to say that.
They may not do yet.
The other, so we think that our recommendation is done, and they do keep them together. Because without one, and there needs to be some trigger language, right? So they could propose all this stuff to change the constitution, but if it's rejected by the voters, then it really doesn't go anywhere. So they need two-thirds of the legislative body's votes to put it on a ballot to the public. So it's still kind of a long drawn-out process, but they know if the education community is coming and saying yes, 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 then it's an easier sell when it's time to change the language in the Constitution. So provide some high points. I'll show what the proposal does for our district specifically. All the districts as that affects them, but we have our numbers specific, and I'll share what that looks like. It does kind of look like a carrot because there's new funding being infused. To be able to do some things with equalization. I'm sure what that means for our district.
Anything else?
Oh, I've got a list. I don't know. You said you were going to be home before 10. Yeah. I couldn't make that not happen. A couple different things. I mean, I'll just give a brief nod to it. RISE assessment, Education Interim Committee met at Capitol yesterday to discuss RISE and the anomalies and potentially put in a plea there. It was received kind of warmly among the legislators that they don't hold schools accountable by issuing a letter of grades or given the discrepancies and the anomalies and the lack of standardization and, well, the debacle that was the administration now. Of the RISE assessment. My advice is to make a few comments about that. Unless you want me to pass on that as well. We can put that calendar down.
Steve, right?
Yes.
Talk about Oswego Conference, the COAC, mentoring program, and then touch on the Medicaid Advisory Committee update, evaluating interview today on the Polk Elementary School.
Maybe I should defer my time to... Well, Jennifer's not here. So we've got after report, then we'll go to our budget committee reports. Doug, you'll be first. Yes.
I know.
I'm
not going
to be here. I'll let you guys decide if you want.
You can sit by me.
I love my J.A. I still love you, J.A. I can't get that much.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's not that much. And I can talk about the wobbly wall if you want.
So Joyce, you've got a whole bunch of things on here. Do you want to touch on those now as far as potentially the action items on the
reading as well? Well, they're part of our board packet. Mm-hmm. That we met sorry. I'm going to lose hope. Let's see.
You know, some prayers are.
But to that point, Joyce, if there was anything, you could make a motion that was coming up.
Yes.
Later on the agenda is what's discussed in policy and law. If there isn't, although if there's anything, we talked about things that's not on the agenda, you'd still like to mention to. But I would say, by and large, what we discussed in policy and law committee is going to be discussed later on the agenda. But up to you. And then Jennifer, we haven't had a student achievement meeting since.
I asked her about that, and she said it's when school is over. So looking at these items as far as increasing student achievement, we got first reading this on several things. I read through them all, they were okay. Your recommendations on any of those potential. Justin, you want all of them?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to recognize?
Start from meeting, yeah.
Just provide for the podium.
Well, I'm just curious if we just look at option A as far as, or section A, number A, letter A. First reading for those revisions. Regarding they thought, okay, that's good to know. I don't know if we need to.
Really, I think vaping was the most significant change, and then confiscation and destruction of any device that's not authorized.
So at that point, yesterday, at interim, it came out with unanimous support of bill file to allow us to do that, or have the cover to do that, right? So if we were to confiscate a package of cigarettes, we're destroying those, right? And so in the same argument,
giving back to the parent.
And that same light, this bill would allow LEAs, well, it just gives us the cover. I don't know that we need to wait for statute to say we can't do it. But it just gives a little bit more cover to say, you have your device. And one of two things, right? If it's just normal vaping juice or whatever it's called, we can go ahead and destroy that. And no question asked. If we have suspicion that it's some other illegal form of juice, we turn that over to law enforcement. And we imagine might get some pushback, maybe from parents and kids regarding that. I guess is for students that get them confiscated, they probably were the parents, potentially, instrument anyway. On the one hand, I mean, if we have reason to believe that, there's four options there. And like I say, we may get pushback too from in instances where it may not be the parents, but the parent may not be the bizarre to destroy. I think it's a step in the right direction to say, these things aren't tolerated, and if they're not in your position, they will be confiscated and destroyed.
And you do have that, and then you have employee dress standards at memorials. I don't know if you want to skip over this one where a little bit of time, what do we do?
Memorials? Or which one?
If you want to both of them. I'm looking at the employee dress standards. Does that mean memorials? What are we doing?
Memorials are basically following what we did last year at graduation. Administration will reach out to the family first to see what their preference is. But there can be a moment of silence. Just what happened, well, maybe not reaching out to your parents first, but last year. But that's our recommendation.
So as far as moving it to the consent calendar,
I'm good with that.
moving it?
Yes.
Okay, and let's look at the other one with regards to,
Can we approve on first reading at all?
Other thing, when you're saying employee dress code and that, are we addressing the other dress code too?
Student?
Yes, and not in the student code of conduct, not in this particular policy.
Well, I'm just thinking that somehow it needs to be cracked down on too.
Well, something for Paulson, that you could recommend that we take a look at.
Revision on that.
And then there's two parts to that, right, at least the first one is what is the current language into, if I heard correctly, the concern about enforcement.
Yeah.
All right, so, and let's take a look at the one we first made sure that all what it needs to be, and let's consider what enforcement looks like across the district comes procedural.
That's a good comment.
I still like the orange jumpsuit there and the blue one,
I mean, you have to.
Or I wanna film.
Look at that.
One A we talked about, one B. I think this right, oh, that's where you're at. General, this is kind of a. First reading, choice substance abuse, direct free work, direct free workplace. And those look like some adjustments to the law. So we have item one and then one A. Are we okay with moving one A to that? Does anybody have any concerns with regards to that? Substance abuse. Okay, we go.
Okay.
George, you're gonna come with that. One B, discrimination, other prohibited activities. This was a little longer. But we're following. We're adding definitions to everything so that that's what's going on. Okay, I thought that sounded like something kind of to me. Are there any of, let's reverse this. Are there any of what you guys think we want to discuss instead of having, when it comes to the first reading of those items? James, would you be okay with that if we take the first reading items? Or is there some that you would want to talk about?
Yeah, I think that's fine, and I think we've looked at the parent involvement one enough. That should be consent.
An action item?
Yeah.
We can keep this up, we won't even have to go downstairs.
Just give you more time, superintendent, before we take your pick of poison. The board knows. So for all these changes, then we have a communication plan that follows up and communicates with employees the changes and the updates and the expectations for each of these create in a good way action steps for us in terms of operations. So, but if there is any heartburn on that, I mean, when the first reading is a good read through it, you want to make some recommendations and say, you know what,
you have time to do that.
I don't like this word or that sentence or this concept or principle, then we would go make adjustments and bring it back to you for second reading.
Okay.
But honestly, I don't, and if you're fine with the language as is, we're good there too.
All right, Joyce, you got one and two. I'm looking at action item three with Tim. I think that's some good stuff that we'll talk about. Tim, how long do you think you'll need to explain all the good things that are happening with regards to
that new course?
Yeah, it's a few minutes.
Okay. Hit the highlights and make a sound good because it sure sounds good. And then sales power. And what's up?
So AT&T approached us a couple years ago about putting one in on the Ogden High football field. On the northwest side, they sort of died off. They approached us again. I said, look, it's really not a good location. We're not going to allow you to access it by running your vehicles on the track or anything like that. The much better place would be the northeast. And so they have redone drawings, which I submitted to you. They would simply build another small outlet building right next to the Verizon one that's on the southeast side, and then we'll just trench along the curb line in the parking lot so they do it over the summer, and then just replace that and would take down the tower there on the northeast, put up their cell tower, and then reattach our stadium lights.
So when you say trench, underground dig, or?
Yeah, they would, so they would do like a saw cut along.
So that, they cut through the cement?
Yeah, I believe that's all cement across there, and then they would pour new and replace it at like 2 to 3 feet, I believe, just enough to get their wiring and stuff along there, which is what Verizon did as well.
Be nice to have them do it on the west of the fence and fix some of those bleachers that are in the football fielders, he's 70 years old.
Yeah.
Should throw that out there as an option. Hey, well, you're big, Mr. Trench.
I could throw it out there, see how far it goes.
Something just to be able to do the ball. So maybe if the ground shakes enough that it causes them.
There we go. Then we can hold it. Yeah. So generally, the first year they would get, well, there's an option lease. I believe it's $1,500. So basically say, yeah, we want to do this, and then after they start, it's $1,200 a month for the first year. And then each year after that, it's a 10% escalator.
And the way we have it set up, the schools get the funds?
Yes. So Newbridge is our most recent one. They've received about $6,600, I believe. They started receiving payments in April or May. I think it was April. So, which works out great, especially like for STEM at Newbridge, right? That's an ongoing account to help replenish their manipulatives, the wires, the toothpicks, or the popsicle sticks, and everything, all of the supplies that they need. So it's a great resource for our schools to draw upon, especially when they have to continually replace those type of items.
If we had a chance to thumb through that or not.
Looking through it, so Ken, are they looking to put two towers or one?
Just one.
So the proposed AT&T 20 foot by 36 compound, that's that.
That's the building that's right next to the Verizon one.
Right, so they're not looking to do anything more with that. Or are they?
So they would be doing the small building next to the other one. It's on a little hillside that's not really usable land anyways. Mm-hmm. So that's where their control building would go.
Right, and then they run it about the middle of the bleachers, their tower.
It runs clear to the north end.
Right. So
their drawing, I think, is slightly off, but
maybe that's. If I'm looking at this is what the proposed building,
yes,
is right here.
Yep.
And then they want to run their line over here.
Yes, it's that light pole. That's probably pretty close. It might be slightly further north, but yes, that's essentially it.
And where's the Verizon tower? I forgot.
Right, keep going. Okay. Down. Right there. That dark dot.
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
Do they not share poles?
Some do, but competitors tend to not to.
Some of the lesser known cell providers,
like the EagleSite one that is at Newbridge, would have multiple carriers on it, but when a company themselves install it, they tend to not to, unless they acquire a new company.
I'm just asking, is that, you want to move up, you want to locate them, as you're kind of joking with them?
Yeah, I just another follow-up question on the trench, that 2 to 3 foot wide swath, does that compromise the longevity of them?
it's that wide?
Yeah, two to three, I don't know exactly, but big enough. I mean, they probably only need this much, but they don't really make a tool to do it this much unless they try to bore, which I don't know if they can, so they would probably do a saw cut, and it would probably be 2 to 3. I'm not sure exactly the width of it, but generally that's what we see.
And that's concrete, right?
Yes.
So they'd replace with concrete?
Yes.
I've just seen those past jobs where you've got nice concrete and then asphalt.
Yeah.
Right.
No, they would have to replace it with what's existing.
Thank you.
How tall is that one?
80 feet. This one's 80 feet, I believe.
Yeah. It matches the other ones that are already there.
The height of the lights. Okay, so if everyone's okay, well, we could item 4 using that, but then
that would be fine.
I looked at the support services for the nursing.
Every year.
It's not, this is a new one that they haven't done before.
The nursing one?
Oh, I'm not sure on the nursing one. I know the occupational therapist one is. Nursing may have, but it hasn't been, if it has been done, it hasn't been done for a while, so we just put them on at the same time. And Karen's been out of the country, so hopefully you don't have technical questions.
Oh, there's a challenge. I'm looking at that part.
Is that part of it?
Yeah. On both of them, nursing and occupation.
So, yeah.
That's all you get. You get to do item 7.
Okay. But when Karen asked, it was a really long, drawn out discussion because I'm expecting something from Greece from her.
So we're looking at action item 1, or did we say 2 as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 we're not, 4 we are, 5 we are, and 6 we are. Boy, somebody help me remember that, so I don't forget.
Or just 3 and 7?
3 and 7. We'll have a closed session. So that'll stay. There really won't be any just info, correct? As far as we're not going to come out.
I don't think we do anything officially.
Okay. All right. Great. That's great.
I just have one question because I came in late. Is the approval for the final approval for the parenting engagement policy refinements, is that just in the consent calendar because there's no changes? So I'm just checking.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say, so I just want to make sure. There's a hey, I yelled it.
You want to like to oppose that because I have nothing to say.
Please don't put that in there. I have nothing to add to the conversation.
Yeah. And do you have any updates on the damage to Ben Lomond?
Unfortunately, they were finishing up the eastern wall on the new building. They were supposed to be finishing up, I believe, the cap this morning, and during the night, the wind blew the scaffolding over because it was on the eastern side, and there was nothing there to protect it. It was at its highest level because they were finishing it off and it had the block on it for this morning, pushed it over. So there's some damage to the block. I don't know if they have pulled it off of the block yet. They were still assessing it when I was there, but I haven't received an update yet. So it did damage some of the block. They'll have to do an evaluation and probably have the engineer come in and take a look at it, determine how much we'll have to be replaced and yet still structurally sound. So that was a fun way to start the day.
Well, I drove past it today and I'm like, it looks like it's leaning a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. need to see where it's just buckled and popped the block. So I'm not sure how far down it goes. That was just from the road. I was only considering this, can't take this picture. So more to come, more details. Not on the agenda, but situation warrants. You drive by or someone calls you.
Probably the worst part right there. So, yeah.
Well, the fact is they do that and then they put the trestle on top and now they're having to take trestles off to redo it.
We haven't gotten that far yet, so wow. This is just the wall.
Oh, that's just the
scaffolding? Yeah, that's the scaffolding right there that's leaning up against it. So that's what hit it. So it was just the wall, no other support structures were affected, and it's just on the east side.
So they now know that when we want to make sure that the color of the dye is correct,
yeah,
they do what we ask. Otherwise, we bring down the powers of Mother Nature.
Yes, yes.
I want to make sure that worked out.
I'm just glad it went that way and not the other way.
Right, because then it would have landed on the track. There's probably about, that's the worst of the spots. I think there was about 2 to 3 spots where you could see the mortar had broken. And there may be some others that weren't as visibly noticeable, but that's the worst spot right there.
Okay. Thank you. Well, we have 602 list.